You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian neutrality has been high on the Russian government's list of demands since it invaded its neighbour last month. And in a 90-minute interview with several independent Russian media outlets, the Ukrainian president says he's now prepared to discuss adopting such a pact as part of a peace deal, provided it's guaranteed by third parties and put to a referendum.
Security guarantees and neutrality, the nuclear-free status of our state, we are ready to go for it. This is the most important point. It was the first and principal point for the Russian Federation, as far as I recall.
Volodymyr Zelensky's comments come days after the Kremlin declared it's changing its military strategy and focusing its efforts on capturing the eastern Donbass region. Parts of that territory have been under the control of separatists since 2014. Ukrainian military intelligence chief Kirilo Budanov warns Moscow is trying to split the country in two, similar to the post-war division of North and South Korea, and establish a larger Russian-controlled area. Mr. Zelensky says a peace deal won't be possible without a ceasefire and withdrawal of Russian troops.
I understand it's impossible to force Russia completely from Ukrainian territory. It would lead to a third world war. I understand it, and that is why I am talking about a compromise. Go back to where it all began, and then we will try to solve the Donbass issue, the complicated Donbass issue.
Russian and Ukrainian negotiators are set to hold the next round of face-to-face talks in Turkey this week as the conflict continues. The United Nations says more than 1,100 civilians have been killed since Russian forces invaded Ukraine, and an estimated 10 million others displaced. Meanwhile, the White House is seeking to downplay unscripted comments made in Poland by United States President Joe Biden that Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. Mr. Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, denounced the remark, saying it's not up to Mr. Biden to decide who will be Russia's president. French President Emmanuel Macron warns the language used could damage Western efforts to help Ukraine. He says the priority should be obtaining a ceasefire and complete withdrawal of troops through diplomatic means.
I think we must keep to the facts and do everything to not escalate things. I wouldn't use this type of wording because I continue to hold discussions with President Putin. What we want to do collectively, we want to stop the war that Russia has launched in Ukraine without waging war and without escalation.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken insists Mr. Biden wasn't calling for Mr. Putin to be removed from office, adding that such matters are up to the Russian people.
The President, the White House, made the point that, quite simply, President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war or engage in aggression against Ukraine or anyone else. As you know, and as you've heard us say repeatedly, we do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter.
Amy Hall, SBS News.